Have you ever stopped doing something that you've done 100 times and thought, why on earth do I do that? Well, Luke Mathers has written a book called Curious Habits and How You Might Be Able to Change Your Ways. He joins us to have a chat about it today. Luke, how you doing?
Good, Andrew. Thanks for having me on.
That's an absolute pleasure. You know, I think it's fair to say humans don't like change. We resist change in so many things around us. We also resist change in ourselves, don't we?
We do, but there's something about it that when we can work out how to do it in a way that we want to, it's actually such a nice thing. But it's we all have little pathways in our brain that we tend to tread on the ones that we've used before, and I think that's why we get stuck in those same ruts that don't serve us anymore.
It's the shortcuts that make our life easier throughout the day, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and that's why we have habits. Yeah, have to think about it. Our brains have developed, you know, for over thousands and thousands of years. And we didn't have 7-Elevens and McDonald's and shops up the road that we can get, you know, abundance and food like we have now. So our brains are designed to do things the easy way. And that's what types of habits are all about. We do things the easy way. So we do it the way we've done before.
Luke, here's the $64,000 question. How do we change these habits?
Well, I kind of come across as three steps with it. The first one is you've got to be aware of what you're doing and what you're getting out of it. All right, and that sounds really obvious, but we don't do it. There's a whole bunch of things that we never really take any notice of. What am I getting out of that, and what's an alternative? And so I guess the first step is being aware. The second step is actually getting disenchanted with the ones that you're getting. And then the third one is to have a bigger, better offer of what the other option I could do is. Yeah, you know, what do I want to get out of this?
Luke, a lot of people, they look at something that they do, even perhaps in an office environment, and the response a lot of the time is, because that's the way we've always done it. Is that a good reason to keep doing it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I do a lot of work in companies where I go in and help them get better at stress and take the stress out of change. And we call those things sacred cows. They're just the things that have always been done that way because that's the way they're done. And yeah, I think we've got to look at those because there's a whole bunch of them that aren't the most efficient way to do it and aren't the way that's helping you. And if we get curious, we can actually change those. And if we sort of use curiosity too, we can change them without all the resistance, that resistance you were talking about before to change, that we want to stay the same. Curiosity is a superpower for that. If we actually get curious about what we're getting out of what we're doing, we can change because we want to and not because we have to. And I think that's one of the keys to the book.
Sometimes somebody would look at the benefit to be like a light at the end of the tunnel. It's a long way away, and maybe, you know, there's too much hard work to get to that point. But you're suggesting a little bit of curiosity might make it a bit easier.
Yeah, that light at the end of the tunnel thing. It's like, you know, the man who likes to walk will go a lot further than the man who likes the destination. So we've got to try and work out a way to enjoy what we're doing in the moment.
What do we get out of it ultimately?
Well, I guess when we can change our habits, we can do the thing we want to do becomes our default. So it's the thing we want to do and the thing that's going to be beneficial for us is actually going to be the thing that we're going to do by default. And that's kind of what we want to be able to do.
And, you know, I'm just listening to your dog barking there. I think I do want to become healthier and I do have a dog I could walk. That would be a nice habit to change instead of coming home and sitting on the lounge.
Yeah, exactly. Well, one of the ones I used, I used to be a very large man. I was about 120 kilos. And I was also an optometrist. So we talk about the habits. I've asked which one's clearer, number one or number two, 9.5 million times.
Yeah.
All right. So if you think radio broadcasting is repetitive, try doing that. All right. And one of the things I used to do was we had a very busy practice and I would get a bit frustrated in the afternoon and I would eat chocolate chip cookies and Pepsi Max. So agitation, anxiety and feeling a bit sort of stressed, and I tried to work that out with sugar and caffeine, and yeah, you know, you can see what could possibly go wrong there.
Indeed.
And what I wanted to do was feel calm and feel connected to the person I was talking to and feel present. And so I stopped eating the chocolate chip cookies and Pepsi Max and replaced that habit with I would just lie on the floor in my consulting room and breathe into my stomach for a minute or two.
Did that help?
And it helped beautifully. What I wanted was to feel calm, and that made me feel calm. And then you've got to notice that I actually got something good out of that habit. That felt really good. Let's do that again. And once you do that, you can start to do the new habit, because you want to and not because you have to.
Well, if you would like to change some habits, I would encourage you to take up one habit, and that is have a look at Luke Mathers' book, Curious Habits, How Curiosity Can Help Us Change Unhelpful Habits. Luke, thank you very much for putting pen to paper, and thanks for joining us on 2&M.
Yeah, thanks, mate. It was a pleasure. Cheers, Andrew.